Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This week, the Retro Report documentary team raises an issue of how much vigilance in the war on terror is too much.
New indications tonight that the worldwide web of terror stretches far beyond Afghanistan.
These men in Detroit are described as a terrorist sleeper cell.
In the apartment, the FBI says, were rough plans to target a U.S. airbase in Turkey and the hospital in Amman, Jordan.
In 2003, the headlines blared with post-9/11 alarm. Four men of Arab descent believed to be plotting attacks against an American airbase in Turkey and a hospital in Jordan from a sleeper cell apartment in Detroit. Karim Kubridi was one of the men arrested and eventually found guilty of providing material support to terrorists.
The government is lying, clearly lying, and the jury decided to come back with guilty verdict. I was angry at the jury, very angry at those 12 American people who decided that I was guilty on terrorism.
Kubridi was telling the truth. He was innocent, and a justice system was far too quick to prosecute and convict and showed that a possible early casualty of the war on terror was in fact the U.S. Constitution. Joining us to discuss this week's Retro Report is producer Peter Klein. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So what does this tell us? There was so much of a, oh my God, it's happening in our midst mentality everywhere. I can only imagine what was going on in the minds of the jurors in this case.
Yeah, this particular trial actually started the day of the invasion of Iraq. So you can imagine the level of tension. There were death threats to the jurors and the courthouse. As the federal court judge in the case says in the piece, this was the first major case after 9/11, and it was really in the shadows of 9/11. So we were all in panic mode, and it's clear from everything that happened in that case that that was what's going on.
I guess what's so surprising about this Retro Report is how these guys actually found justice at all. It's the story of the slow reversal here that really tells the tale.
Yeah, I mean the prosecutors and the judge will say, this is proof the system works because these guys are not rotting in jail. Yes, they spent 3 years there, but they're free now. Basically, what happened was that an overzealous prosecutor, clearly an overzealous prosecutor, bent the facts, hid information from the defense. And after the conviction, before the sentencing, the judge was approached and was shown all this evidence. And he was frankly shocked. He actually went to CIA headquarters himself to look at the raw cable traffic to figure out what's going on here. And it was sort of a little mini investigation that happened within the Justice Department.
Now, law professors will tell us that the adversary system is a check on an overzealous prosecutor. But in this particular case, the notion of an adversary system, what Cabrini's lawyers might have had, really breaks down. And there's no real level playing field at all.
Right. I mean, there are rules in place. You know, the lawyers use fancy words, exculpatory, et cetera. But basically, there's rules in place for the prosecution to hand over to the defense information that might help their case. That's just how the system works. And that completely broke down here. And because of the heightened level of fear and tension, there was sort of a conspiracy of silence within the Justice Department. Everyone sort of looked the other way and said, well, you know, this, we don't really have to give this over to them. And it just accumulated. And I mean, to the point of hundreds of pages of information that ended up not being handed over.
Not a lot of people know this, but you experienced 9/11 directly in the sense that your wife and son were basically at ground zero when that happened. In investigating this story, how much of your own sense of vulnerability and wow, we almost threw out the Constitution, did you feel personally about all this?
You know, it really resonated because, as you say, my wife and my kids were in the attack. My son at the time had a tracheotomy and ended up in the rubble, ended up in the hospital. So I and my whole family, we sensed that fear. You know, when we went to the airport, we searched around and looked around, you know, terrified. But on the other hand, as a reporter covering these things, very quickly I started realizing, whoa, we're going overboard here. You know, some of these cases that are being presented to us, they just don't seem right. And unfortunately, you need the hindsight of a decade plus time to really understand what was going on, because when you're in it, as much as you might, one part of you feel like, you know, we really shouldn't be doing this, the other part maybe does feel like we should be.
A very valuable Retro Report, Peter Klein, producer, on looking back at the 2003 post-9/11 sleeper cell case in the city of Detroit. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you.